You know what this guy did?
Yeah.
He said, it's fine. And you know what he said?
Yeah.
Love will not and should not kill you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Only God can do it. Sit down. Sit. It's the Pentecostal in me.
You just channeled your
Pentecostal side. Hello, people.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. Mbona mwimbi hiyo na mimi?
Ni juu sisi hatunanga
Oh, mko kwaya kama mimi. My name is Michelle Namasaka.
And I'm Jackie Masharia.
And I am Esther Nyandoro.
And today I was reading, just actually a few minutes ago, guys, I was reading a story on a guy from Bomet.
Okay.
Can't really remember his name, but he's like a celebrity uko Bomet. So you know what his story is? Imagine you guys aren't ready. Are you guys ready?
No.
I know you aren't.
Yeah.
So this guy was meant to get married. I can't also remember the date and the day.
Okay.
But he was going like just a few hours to walk down the aisle. You know what the fiance did?
Yeah.
Alisema, by the way, cheers. She could die anymore. Like, actually, jipe shugli, and the wedding was cancelled like that.
Okay, did she give a reason?
Now, I'm not sure. Maybe I've forgotten, or maybe the story didn't capture the reason.
Okay.
Right?
No.
But, you know what this guy did?
Yeah.
He said, it's fine. And you know what he said?
Yeah.
Love will not and should not kill you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Only God can do it. Sit down. Sit. It's the Pentecostal in me.
You just channeled your
Pentecostal side.
I was like, tumeingia church. Amen.
Sit
down.
Yeah. See, that was like the best.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Period.
See, like, because can you imagine you yourself, Jackie or Esther, someone you as a wife to be, ati mtu anakuambia, by the way,
mbona ana act ni kama hiyo ndio kwani yako anajua harusi?
Mimi naona
I have so many questions.
Angefika kwa wedding for the plot. Alafu
iendelee na the plot.
Ashike gown yake. And I came out of charge. No,
Esther, it's no, giving me more opera.
What we kijiji wange ongelea story for the whole year.
For every, for out, everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
And get run out during the ceremony. Like, what is the point of to cancel a few minutes before?
Babes, but that's so dramatic. I can
exactly. Yeah. Like, if you want to go all in.
And you know, it's that area for like Bomet. So I think they can run really well.
Yeah.
So I think should run out of there. Like,
with her keep chugging.
Yeah.
Kwanza ngoje aseme, no, oh I can't gosh. Do this.
Na kwanza hiyo siku akuje na sport shoes. Ready for action.
Oh my God.
That would be dope.
Esther amesha andika hiyo script. She's ready to shoot it.
Like if you're gonna, yeah,
I mean, yeah, by the way, that was very anticlimactic. Because if you're gonna do something, you gotta go to the end.
Do it diligently.
Actually, anke ngoje sazinye, the pastor is like, if anyone
I go like me pastor me I have
if
something
anyone
to
does
say.
Not want this union it's me yeah
me. But it's good he I don't think he
I love
he
the response
feel bad
the guy.
when he hears us talking about it and just making fun out of it because of course he hurts he's hurting he says that he says hey this Valentine's if I'd married her saizi ningemkuwa nimempeleka kwa dinner hivyo ndo amesema but I'm single and that's not it like that's not over you know
yeah
him he like took the what way
the highway
yeah
he's like it's
by the way utaniua
yeah and I love that response because
huh
his response. Because me, by the way, unless they get the reasons why that babe alimwachanisha hapo, I'm like, this babe knew there was gonna be a wedding. It's not like
knew there was gonna be a wedding.
So I'm like, if you knew you don't wanna marry this guy, why are you waiting till the day of the wedding?
I was like,
you could have just chosen to not.
Like,
no, but
why are you waiting until to marry wangu?
Still better to end it at the altar than mfanye this shenanigans zote. I love to end it like 2 months into the marriage.
But also, kwani alikuwa na awakening yo asubuhi?
Inaweza kuwa, it's possible. Like, I thought,
but it's also possible, by the way.
Ni wale wa kujaribu kuona kama ita work out. I don't think.
No. You were serious. She woke up and she was like, am I the bride?
I'm not the bride.
She's like, I'm not the bride.
I'm not gonna say, I'm not the bride. Because no way.
That was so funny. You guys are so funny.
No, because Missy, like, I want to understand her thought process. Because I feel like if you genuinely like someone and you're planning a wedding, like, you're excited for it. So I want to know when it moved from excitement to like, hey.
By the way.
We've had
very many cases of people taking their lives or even killing each other because of such scenarios,
ni
like, if I can't have you,
no one can have
no
you
one, yeah.
Why is it giving Joe from you?
I love
Joe.
Oh,
gosh. Do you know, guys?
Did you listen?
No, but...
did you?
I love how we have so much to say because of that.
She said she loves Joe.
But I love Joe.
No, listen. You cannot make stop watching it because I was like,
this is too much.
This is a bit too much.
Yeah. Period. P for period.
No, me, by the way, I reached a point in you and I was like,
no,
this is actually
enough,
like, high key crazy, and I'm not about to continue watching this. It was messing up with my brain.
That's it.
No, I was like, no.
So
I did shit at like season 2 or something.
Maybe
I don't think I finished.
We are the problem.
Yeah, you are the problem.
Have you guys
watched Dexter?
No.
It's also another serial killer, but...
Also, Jeffrey Dahmer is your favorite.
No, just that
girl.
Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was just creepy. Like, if it reached a point where I'm like, this thing is like realistic, creepy. It's like, I'm like...
Let me tell you this.
There's Joe on my window right now.
Right?
Do I need to be...
It's actually like a creepy... It's
very creepy.
I don't know what we can say. It also actually started messing with my head.
Yeah, it started messing with my head. I'm like,
why you? Mbona unaongea kama Joe? Ebu toka kwa maisha yangu haraka.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I rebuked it in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Moving on
swiftly. So, what do you guys think? Is it I mean, this guy did like the best. He made the best decision of moving on.
Yeah.
And because now anasema, love shouldn't kill you.
That's a very good.
And
yes.
Yeah.
And love should not. No, we are not just talking about physically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, some types of love will kill you emotionally.
Yes.
OMG, and mentally, spiritually.
Spiritually.
You're a broken soul and a broken spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Your esteem. It can even kill
OMG.
Your esteem.
Yeah. OMG.
Yeah.
Girl.
Like,
but you're knee deep.
Knee deep. Because especially on in your financial, Esther, you're telling us how, like, you'll find you love this person to the point where you're taking loans for them.
Mm.
You're funding the expensive life. You're doing everything to make them happy by doing everything. Literally everything.
To make them happy, yeah.
To make them happy. And now when they leave you, you're like, no. My life is gonna fall apart. Mm. You know, like, you have, if you're a dude. By the way, imagine guys just don't go trying to impress these babes. Na hata una pesa.
Sometimes I kwangi, but like, imagine, there's this friend of mine, alikuwa niambia, the uncle.
Yeah.
With the ex now.
Mm-hmm.
They were very in love and things were going on vizuri sana. So one time, the guy aka lose job. So now they have to depend on the wife. So they had a vehicle. So the guy tells the wife, ah, but like we come home. So let me take the vehicle ni mfanye Uber. I continue with my life. Guess what the wife did? Mm-hmm. Kachukua gari akauza.
Why?
Yeah.
Hataki apate pesa ama?
Yes.
Anataka tuanze kushinda kwe dependent on her.
Yes.
It's giving manipulator.
Yeah, so the man right now nilisikia ni alcoholic.
Oh my god. In the village. Wait, the car was the babe's.
It was under her name, so it was hers. Oh, it was gosh. Theirs, but hers.
Under her name.
Yeah.
Hey, remember, they consider one boy under whose name? Do you know, I just read another thing. I'm working on a different story, but I read something on like a court case that reached in... a court case that reached in court. Of course, it's in court, Jackie. But I just read about a court case about this man who had been living with this woman since 1986. Yes. 1986, and they have all their properties registered under the woman.
For the woman, yay. Yeah. The woman
is like, yeah. Actually, I don't necessarily think we're married because they weren't married. They weren't this babe. I'm telling you, I'm assuming she's like a, I don't know, like a 50-year-old babe. I'm like, hey, babe. Because she's like, Amanda mesema kwakoti, like, we were just cohabiting.
Yeah, by the way.
Matter of fact, I don't know this man.
Cohabiting isn't known.
Yes,
and you know, Kamuiste isn't recognized as married. The judge is
like, we need to consider whether long cohabitation equals marriage.
Yeah, I'm
like, guys, these guys have been together from 1980
something.
They have plots of land. They have like rent. So what happened is they had a chanad and it was okay. But then this babe started saying, oh, me, you're not going to take rent anymore. These are my properties. You're not gonna do this. These are mine.
And legally, they are mine.
They are mine. Because, yeah. Like, whose name is on the title deed?
Mine.
Mine.
Yeah. Not yours.
Not yours.
Because I don't have your name.
Everything. The water bills, the electricity bills, everything is in her name.
Or are in there.
Or are in her name. But, like, all of them are in her name.
Yeah.
So, like, you can imagine.
Yeah. That's a relationship that could kill you.
Guys, tell me that man out. Won't feel like he's gonna murder himself. Because, like, how?
Let me tell you.
Do you move on from that since 1986?
Those
you've been building wealth.
Those are like millions of shillings and, I don't know, property worth millions or billions. You guys, mnajapa, if when your sister takes something that is like 2,000. From you or something or 5k na hajaomba or something ama ameupoteza ama ameichukua tu hivyo wewe una relate kweli
me I'll like
I'll be like girl rudisha hiyo kitu ama niende nikuseme saizi.
I'm fighting my sister for like a queen cake. I don't care. I'm about to like,
kwa nini umelaba cream yangu ini cream ya keki yangu.
We are fighting.
Ebu rudisha. Can you imagine now about millions?
Imagine. And that's the thing, like, you find yourself going crazy and mad.
I'm going crazy
because I think people actually don't take enough precaution. And me, by the way, I'm like all for all those Americans prenups. Who like sign prenups and stuff like that, and like I'm a sign agreements you... inside the marriage for like separate. We need
like
to be
just
clear.
In case,
just in case,
we separate.
We know
this
who's
is mine, this
home.
Is yours, yeah.
Because we can't at 1986 to now see you ni maisha yake yote.
Imagine like
that's literally. I'm assuming they got married when they're in their 20s and now they are old people, and now someone's trying to deny you. Sasa utaanza kazi.
Imagine, and you know you're a babu. You have Kwanza OMG.
And now this babe is saying, I don't even know. Me, I read that court case. I was like, this babe actually said, I don't know who this man is.
Stop.
You know what?
OMG.
Alisema, by the way, ni nani?
Alisema.
Is this who?
She literally said that. She was like, I don't know this man.
Damn.
Me, I was like, babe, atakama you don't. Atakama you,
atakama you guys to, like, don't love each other moja or something.
You didn't have to say don't know this man.
Cause like, imagine.
No, he's making her look like some random man who's just come and infiltrated her life. I'm like, wacha kunisumba, by the way.
But in my property. Mali yangu. Unataka mali yangu wewe na kuona. Na sikujui.
Yeah, so please don't be foolish, by the way, when you're getting into this.
Yeah, you're calling us fools.
Because that's a bit like this
thing is but that's it. You know, I believe when they were like getting into the when they're getting into that cohabiting space, you know, I think they were so deeply in love. And even just for you to build wealth with someone, I don't think you can just like build wealth with anyone. Just a nobody.
That's true.
You know?
But also you need to be smart because it's not title deeds. Exactly. It's not guitarishwa. Uliko na blink tu hivi unaona jina yake
imewekwa. Mimi napenda
ude. You connect money with plot unasema eka ndahane. Mkifanya eka ndahane. Like yeah. At not one point did he ever think like, hey.
Love is blind, ain't it? Yeah, ulikuwa naona hiyo water bill kweli. Ama ulikuwa naona
tu. You know what? He has love. Nothing. You know, the problem is he has nothing to show it his property. Because even the judges were like,
yeah.
Because when he was trying to sema that some of these things are his, he's been there since 1986. We've been working on this. It was like show proof. That's why I'm bringing Izo Mamboza water bills. Because when you're told show proof that these are some of your ninis, he couldn't. Everything about the property
was going back to
the babe. And I'll use a show proof, at least bring bills.
Oh, yeah.
Or bring anything to show that this is yours. Mm. Hannah.
Like, wow.
Oh my God.
But it is okay.
I will go crazy. But yeah.
And about like killing physically.
Mm-hmm.
Killing each other. Mm. You know. Of course, we've had these conversations where tunasema, oh, it's maybe one gender that's being killed more. But even, it's not even my opinion. It's like true. Even we have data.
There's data to back.
You know. That, you know. Yeah. Cause of this thing we call love. Is that love? Or
it's obsession.
It's obsession.
I think
if you love somebody, you let them go.
Yeah.
Okay, me, I'm just too delusional.
Delulu no, is the only celulu.
If you love someone like a normal person.
Yeah.
If you pick a point in you're done with them, or they're done with you, and they nini, you're able to walk away from it.
Yeah.
You in Guinea and your people start killing each other and throwing stuff at each other and beating each other. You're sasani abnormal.
Yeah,
it's
and you never know when it's gonna be you. By the way, you never know. Aki, you this guy was or this lady was like the one.
Yeah,
but you never saw it coming. So at sometimes you can't even sema. Oh, I should have done this differently. You get me?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have spoken. Oh, I should have. At times they just come. You know,
I
was reading somewhere that murder actually at times, not most times, happen in a minute and you're done with.
Yeah.
Oh, siju tumebishana, siju nini? Tumebishana kama milango. No? Okay. Tumebishana, kidogo, kidogo.
Resounding.
Usha fiatuliwa.
Yeah.
You know, and you're gone. What do you guys think? I don't think there's a list now we can say, oh, ladies and gents, let's not do this. Let's do this to avoid being killed. It's like, as you said, about this guy spitting on you. Oh. You never know.
Oh, but
you were never expected.
I was just standing in town.
Can you tell us like the whole story?
Yeah, I was just standing in town. I'm waiting to cross the road, coming to work. So nangoja magari zipite, and then this dude just comes.
Dude from where now?
Like from Matatu. I didn't even see him. Gosh. I just saw him in front of me. I didn't even see him like walking up to me. Maybe I just saw someone in front of me. And you know how town is busy, so like people are walking so fast. Someone's just standing in front of me. So at first I was like, oh, am I blocking him or something? So Mingenza to the side. Oh, he moved with me. I was like, okay, guys.
Here we go.
You know that car, Shiva, that just
comes
down your entire body? It did. And I was like, I need to run.
I need to keep
myself out of here.
Like it got to that but point.
Before I could keep chugging OMG. Myself out of there. This dude just... Duh. Spit on me. I don't know what's the nini. Aku spit.
Spat
on me. Sorry.
Mama say spat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It just spat on me. Please, guys. It wasn't on my face. Luckily, it was like on my arm. Like up in my shoulder.
That was my next question.
But I was petrified.
Yeah.
Shook. You know that 1 second when you're out of Juni, what am I supposed to do? I was like, do I keep crossing?
Yeah, or do I go and wipe myself? Or do I
speak to him? I didn't know
what to do. Do I scream?
I'm telling you, I crossed that road.
Yeah.
the fastest. Ata sidhani niliangalia. I know I was waiting magari zipite, but I just started walking. I just started crossing the road.
I'm so sorry.
And I was like, what was that? What happened to me?
Like, what just happened?
And then I feel like I processed it and I haven't been getting coffee.
Exactly. Oh, it was in the morning. It wasn't you going home.
It was in the morning.
Speak and span coming to the office and you coming to the office with someone. Don't try to. Don't try to.
I felt like going back home
of that morning.
I felt like going back home.
Yeah.
And like changing or something. Yeah. But like, yeah. Nilikuja and just like vigorously had to like.
OMG, I'm so sorry about that. That reminds me, I also like went through a similar incident as you. I was actually in my form four, fourth form. Actually, form three. So that was how old, like 17 or 16. So we were traveling with some of my pals and we were up in Tao. So you know these Noahs that were banned. You know them. They were going to call my Western and stuff. So
they were banned.
I think so. Yeah. Cause I don't think I see them anymore. Anyway. So see, we're waiting for the Noah to jar. I decide, let me go to the washroom. So I go to the washroom and of course I'm helping myself. And as I check, I had a dangari and like a spaghetti top inside. And I was small, you know, that's like 16 years old or 15. So Nikki took a washroom, me paying the lady. I immediately too after kutoka hivi, I see two guys. I think they were makamagera who they'd like tell you, hey, ingia hapa inaenda siji wapi inaingia wapi. So I think wakaona kama mi nataka kupanda gari. But me, I had like, we already had like our car. Trying to walk, they're telling me, hey, ingia hapa inaenda siji wapi inaenda wapi. So if me, I'm thinking, ah, it's a normal kamagera people. These guys, two guys, they groped me. You guys know me. I will never stand ati unanifanya nini na nanyamaza. You know, I'll speak up. They touched my boobs, my tummy, my bum. Guys, like I was groped. And exactly as you did, I had to like tengeneza myself because now they had my spaghetti top was up, you know? Yeah. So as I was walking back to the car, I don't know if I cried, but I was like, oh my, OMG, what just happened? And I started asking myself, why didn't you speak up? Like, why didn't you tell them to stop? It happened so fast. I think it happened in less than a minute. I've been groped and now I'm walking back to the car. I'm like, OMG. So the people I was with, why are you so quiet? Like, me nilinyamaza for the whole 7 hours. Yani, the whole journey, I was just quiet. Just thinking about that, guys. So, you never see anything coming. You can see a bird coming. You know, you can see a plane crossing or something or landing. Yeah. But some things, like, you can't see them. And you can't do anything about them.
But also feel like as soon as that happens, you start to like look back and you always somehow start picking out some to red flags. So like, okay, maybe they did this back then. I'm like, oh, I didn't pick that, but that happened.
I love that kills you is the type of love and you're very unhealthy. You both know it, but munaka tu hapo.
And we've seen them, by the way. We've seen them, you know. Yeah. Even with celebrities, we've seen them just sticking by.
Yeah, and it's even worse when people are just telling, like, you guys are not even, you can like see these people are not working. You are the outsider and you can't see it.
And you can't even tell them. You know how people say, ma, ati, mambo ya watu wawili.
When you're wachana,
Ujui kitu ni ukweli. Kwa sababu utakami between them, me have seen it.
Yes.
Wakwe like, okay, sasa tume break up. Hey, thank you so much. Kidogo, they're back together and you're out of this place. Like, you are the fake friend.
And then when they get back together, they won't tell you. You have to find it find it out by yourself.
Like, oh.
Quite embarrassed.
Yeah.
please love each other responsibly.
Yeah, I'd say, as we wind up, you know, guys, the First Corinthians chapter 13, mm-hmm. what love is all about.
Yes.
You know, it says love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, there's a person I was working with and they told me, just read that chapter and replace love with your name. Like, Michelle is kind. Michelle is not arrogant. Yeah. Michelle is nini. Yeah, I think then maybe we can learn about love, and kinda. How to love.
Responsibly.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We're gonna catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
See ya.